News release. Brock University. The thunder of drums roaring through the air was a welcoming call inviting people from all nations to gather together at Brock University Friday, January 19. Hundreds of people packed into Ian Betty's gymnasium to take part in a powwow hosted by Brock's Haudenosaunee First Nations, Métis and Inuit Student Center, and the Office of the Vice Provost, Indigenous Engagement. The gathering began with a grand entry that welcomed elders, veterans, Brock leaders, dignitaries and dancers in traditional regalia, followed by alumna and head dancer Kendra Jesse Rosichuk, BSM, 21, inviting attendees to the floor as the sound of traditional songs and drums flowed through the gym. While music and dance were among the highlights of the day, the powwow also featured a vendor fair of Indigenous entrepreneurs and speeches from Brock's Vice Provost, Indigenous Engagement Robin Bourgeois and President Leslie Rigg. The event was James Gowland's first powwow. The fourth-year medical sciences student said seeing so many people in attendance, including roommates and familiar faces he had invited from his classes, was an emotional experience. As an Indigenous student, I feel a sense of community seeing everyone coming out and supporting us, he said. Events like this have helped me to become more comfortable in my own identity. Gowland also works as a student staff member in Haudenosaunee and said the efforts of the center to create a welcoming and inclusive event were seen by all in attendance. To have an event right here at Brock that celebrates and focuses on the positive of bringing people together is good for everyone, he said. It also shows our Indigenous students and community members that we have a place here and we are celebrated. Haudenosaunee's event coordinator Willow Shawanu Kachego said the participation from so many community partners was particularly inspiring. I think watching all of our nations come together in our Indigenous community is rewarding for me and for our students to see the support they have, not just from within our walls but also beyond them, she said. As she gazed upon the smiling faces of the dancers, drummers and friends from near and far, Shawanu Kachego said the powwow's legacy would be felt for years to come. This event will have a lasting impact on our next seven generations, planting seeds and honoring students yesterday, today and tomorrow, she said.